Hello, everybody, and welcome back to an all-new episode of Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. I just want to jump right into this week's episode by talking about my brand new hot sauce. For the longtime listeners of the show, or if you're a fan of my content, my videos, my stand-up, this is probably the best way you could ever imagine supporting me as a creator or an entertainer, someone you like to spend time with now and then. Because, you know, watching the videos, it's free. The YouTube stand-up show is available now. That's also in the link below. I try to, you know, come up with consistent, funny ideas for you guys. I'm so grateful that you spend time, especially here on the podcast. Again, you know, free to listen to, and I never want to change that. I'm so happy to have built a community this way, and that we can have a lot of fun in the way that we do. So that being said, if you want to support the stuff that I'm doing, and, you know, in a sense, kind of help me keep doing it, to help me pay the rent and, you know, to keep my equipment up to date so that I can continue to give you the highest quality stuff that I can possibly give you. Well, the best way to do it is to purchase the merchandise that I create for you guys. And I cannot emphasize enough how proud I am of this hot sauce. I know I briefly mentioned it in last week's episode, and I do want to talk about last week's episode a little bit because I'm so proud of it and didn't really get a chance to do much promotion for it, but I will. But before I do that, let me talk about this sauce a little bit. It's something I am so passionate about. This was not a throwaway, cheap and quick sort of gimmicky idea for merchandise. No. Like, if you haven't learned by now or haven't noticed by now, I still have not gone like the traditional route of just making like a t-shirt or a hoodie. I should do that soon because it's kind of getting silly. My content has, through people like you, developed a lot of catchphrases, which I think would look great on hats or shirts. But before I do that, I've always tried to do something a little different, something that I deeply enjoy and spend a lot of time creating and personalizing so that you know it's really something from me. For example, I had that cold brew coffee and you guys sold it out. And that was an incredible feeling. I'd never had merchandise sell out before. When I sold the live concert tickets, and that's not really merchandise, but when I sold the tickets, you guys sold out the tour. Unbelievable. Which means that now I'm able to go to more cities and larger seated venues next year, which is just amazing. And then, you know, we had some cool stickers, and pretty soon I'm going to have the Jordan Prince socks up and available on my website very soon. So with all of that being said, the socks, the stickers, the cold brew, now here comes the hot sauce, right? There's two very good reasons to get one. There's three if you consider one of them just being to support me. But that's not as interesting as the other ones. One, if you know someone who is a fan of the comedy that I'm doing, and even if they don't like hot sauce, it's a funny gift. The title, Ausfahrt to Hell, is like a double joke. Ausfahrt, like the exit to hell, like take this to turn right, here's your exit. But also, you know, whenever Americans, particularly people like my friend Bruno, whenever they visit Germany, you know, if you're on the highway and you pass an Ausfahrt, they cannot not say ass fart. And that just has always resonated with me. And I think it's funny to also put like, you know, I like fart jokes. So putting like Ausfahrt to hell, ass fart to hell, because, you know, the joke is that hot sauce burns twice. You have like a little spicy poot. So ass fart to hell. Anyway, so if you think someone in your circle likes what I do, it's a funny gift. It lasts a very long time if you don't open it. I guess it would technically, like, if you're never going to eat it, it would always kind of look good in a sealed bottle. And I personally, I took a bottle because the colors are nice. The design is by a guy named Leomar Estevez, and he's this really amazing graphic designer that's been working with me for a while now. His label design is amazing, and the colors are vibrant and fun, and he drew my face with like steam coming out of my ears, and like I've got fire coming out of my mouth. It looks great. It's so funny. And even if they don't like sauce, you could give it to them and they could just put it on their shelf. I have one of my own bottles on my bookshelf because the color just pops and it just really accentuates all the color design that I try to keep together in my little like man cave room. And then the other main reason is if you do like hot sauce, like genuinely, if you enjoy hot sauce, it is so good. And I know that I'm biased, and I know that like, since I'm basically advertising my sauce at the beginning of the show right here, that I'm going to say that, but I genuinely really mean that from the bottom of my soul. I have eaten personally like 4 bottles. I might have a problem. I am putting it on. I am like taking more time in the morning to like fry an egg and put it on a piece of toast so that I can just drown it in hot sauce. Really, I'm actually eating it like with breakfast, then, you know, having chicken or like a shrimp pasta with like a cream pasta shrimp. Oh my God. It goes so well on that. I'm putting it on fish sticks. I'm putting it on certain types of like little pizza bites, you know, like it really does go well. It's the flavor combo is so good because I worked with Heat Supply. They're based in the Netherlands. You know, they're branching out and creating like English language websites for their products, which is the one that's in the bio now. It's in the show notes for this show. And it is currently available internationally. Anybody, anywhere in the world can buy this sauce. So, you know, if you think, oh, I live in Colorado or, oh, I live in Portugal, I don't know if I could get it. You can. They do ship it. And right now we have a 3-pack. It's like, if you do like sauce and you do want to eat it, we have a deal going. These are these great 3-packs, which are actually cheaper than getting 3 individual bottles. We have like 20 of them. So it's not even that many. And I think that's great for Christmas. Christmas is coming up, and I know that I love unique sort of specialty items like that. The thing is with the flavors too, that was what I was getting into just a second ago. Me and Heat Supply really found a fantastic flavor, and it's hot without killing you. Like, I wanted a hot sauce that was hot, and the first batch we had was like, I really liked it, but it was very, very hot. People are like, you know, when you're like fanning your own mouth and like breathing heavy, it was really hot, but the flavor was great, but it was too hot for the average consumer. So we dialed it down a bit. So, you know, the normal community of people, yes, it's hot, but it's hot sauce. That's what you're going in there for. It's not Tabasco. It's a hot sauce, but it's low enough on the Scoville scale, like on the heat scale, that if you're a sauce person like me who eats hot sauce very regularly, I've just been putting it on like tortilla chips. I've been like eating it like it's sour cream and onion dip, you know, because it's got garlic and onion and a little bit of bell pepper, and it's got chipotle and adobo. Like it's like the tiniest little bit sweet from the sugar that they have to use for the cooking of it. But that garlicky, oniony, jalapeno, chipotle mixture is just so savory. It's got that umami in it. It's got that, it's so savory. Like it's really genuinely good. And I look forward to my snacks and my meals more than usual because I'm a big fat bitch. But I look forward to it so much now, because I can put sauce on everything. And of course, I've got a few of my own private collection, and I'm probably going to end up like buying more bottles to put back into my own pocket just because it's really good. And I really genuinely mean this. I know I've been talking about it for a long time now, and I'm going to stop, but I really needed to give the sauce the time of day, because the last episode, I really wanted to focus on the movie September 5 and Moritz, the great guest and friend of the show, the interview with Peter Sarsgaard. I really wanted to put that all on the forefront. So we kind of talked about it a little bit, but now I really wanted to use this opportunity on this platform to really push it, because it means a lot to me. We worked very hard on it. Everything is handcrafted. The people, one, the same single company, Heat Supply, you know, they produced they manufactured and produced everything. Like, there is no crazy, you know, third party thing. It's like me and this one other guy decided everything together. They have the bottles, they produce the sauce, they ship it. That's on one website. It's very easy to use. It looks great. And I have one guy doing the design. And it's all just in hopes that people like interesting, different kinds of gifts or merchandise when it comes to Christmas time, but also to support me if you like my comedy. And if you like hot sauce, you're going to love this hot sauce. I promise you. I promise you. I'm so happy with it. And I will leave it there. So, yes, the link is in the show notes. And I really hope you guys buy a bottle. So last week's episode was one of my favorite episodes in a long time. And I was so glad to be able to give you guys a big jumbo episode because, for example, today is not going to be an extremely long episode. And I had taken like an unannounced break before the interview with Moritz as well. So you guys deserved like a lengthy podcast that you could, you know, listen to a bit. And stop for a while, you know, go run some errands or go for a walk or something and, you know, listen to it like in stretches, which is how I listen to podcasts as well or YouTube videos, like stopping for a bit and then coming back. And I'm so happy that Moritz could come in. You know, I've mentioned him many times on the show. He's a personal close friend and longtime listener of the show. And it was so cool to have him here finally. We had wanted to talk about that movie for so long. And the official trailer is out now. It looks great. It's exciting. And thankfully, it's going to be coming out soon. I guess January was for Germany, but December... It's in the last episode we talked about when it comes out. But it's so cool to have that finally here. And... the fact that I had been like kind of hiding an interview with Peter Sarsgaard for that long, you would think that in those 2 years between recording it and showing it that I would have already taken the time to properly clean up the audio and not scramble to get it done properly like minutes before minutes before releasing it. But I think in the end it came out as good as it could. And yeah, if you're a fan of Peter Sarsgaard from all the way back from Jarhead and Garden State and Kinski and in those early 2000s classics all the way now, you know, the new Apple TV Plus show with Jake Gyllenhaal, his brother-in-law, Presumed Innocent, which I loved. I'm probably going to always watch just about anything that Peter or Jake are in, but it's actually a very, very, very good show. If you like crime thrillers with a little bit of mystery, some drama, everyone plays a very straight role. It's really, really cool. And I'm so proud of Moritz for getting to, basically like jump headfirst into like full blown Hollywood for like this incredible trip and opportunity. And I'm sure this is not the first time he's going to be, it's not the first time he flew to LA, but it's not going to be the last time. It's definitely not going to be the last time that he's going to be asked to come out to Hollywood or to New York. And that's so cool. And I'm so proud of him. So congrats again to Moritz for all of this. It's very likely that he'll be nominated for an Oscar for this movie. And I feel pretty safe about a possible screenwriting win, not to jinx it. Knock on wood. That's loud. Sorry. But very excited about that. If you like Peter, the interview is at the end of my interview with Moritz. So go check it out. And last but not least, for those who have not had a chance yet to see my stand-up comedy show from the tour. I heard something in my ear. If you haven't had a chance to see the stand-up comedy show, it's predominantly up and displayed on my YouTube channel at Jordan Prince Comedy. We've been growing the channel for a little bit now. I'm very proud of that. A lot more subscribers than I ever used to have. And it's a very well shot, three camera, well edited stand-up show. I'm so thankful for the thousands of people that have watched this with basically no promotion. It just means so much to me. So if you guys haven't seen it yet, you want to throw something on while you're doing laundry, just listen to some jokes. I'm really happy with how this came out, and it's, yeah, it looks beautiful too. So go check that out as well. Let's see. Guys, there's a really crazy thing. I don't know if I've talked about it too much on the show so far, but I'm doing a book. And maybe I've mentioned it, but I don't think I've gone into too much detail. But now we're really at the crossing point where it's very real. Like writing is being done. I'm in the middle of a chapter now. There is one chapter that's another chapter that's nearly done. And this is going to be a really cool, probably one of the biggest like personal endeavors that I've ever taken on in my career so far. We're working with a very big and successful, respected publishing company here in Germany that will, you know, properly get the book marketed and put out in stores, you know, which is insane to think about. Getting on some book lists, maybe. I don't know. I hope it sells. I have to keep my hopes down so that I don't like lose my mind over the drama or the stress or the fears that it wouldn't. But what's really interesting about it, so, okay, you guys know about the potential TV show. So that's another thing on the side. You know, the production company currently has that pitch. They have that, you know, those story ideas. They have the TV show thing in their hands now because we finished our part and we're basically in that torturous phase where you just have to wait and hope that they can sell it. We've had a couple of no's, but with decent feedback, feedback that we agreed with, things that we can change for future pitching, no problem. It's not heartbreaking for me at all. It's completely part of the game. And a lot of times, I know a lot of shows, like people I know personally who had TV shows, that they had to just pitch it like twice, a few months apart to the same people. And then like someone else saw it and was like, yeah, you know what I mean? So it's part of the game. And the bigger the streamer, the more likely they will say no, also because they're so picky these days. But anyway, so the TV show people, they have that, and that's the process we're sitting in now. And then next to that is this book. It's completely, it's disconnected. The only thread being that in the show, the fictional person is named Jordan and it's based on my comedy. It's all fake. Like all the things in the show, it's a fictionalized TV show. It's a sitcom. And then the book is separate in the sense that it is an autobiographical story of fact. Like it is all things that actually happened, things that are not mentioned in my stand-up comedy, some things that are mentioned in my stand-up comedy, some things that, you know, might touch on some of the Instagram, TikTok videos that I've made. It's basically like just as real as it gets. It's for people to take a step closer towards me, to get to know about my past in a more, you know, intimate way. And the really cool thing about this book, what I'm really proud of, is the design concept for it. Because my concern was that if I were to put a book out only in English, that it would kind of eliminate some of the audience that I've developed through my social media following. So we have a cool concept based off of a couple of other different people's books that they've written. Like other people who are not German, who wrote books about living in Germany, also came up with a cool concept. And we did our research on different ideas and then found the one that we thought fit best for this book. And it's basically, you're holding the book, you're looking at the cover, and that side is English. So you just turn to page one and, you know, whatever it is, I don't know how many hundred pages, whatever, is the book from start to finish in English. If you close the book where you're looking at the cover and then you flip it over, it's the cover again, but in German. And then you turn it and you're on page one and it's the book again, but in German. And it's really cool because that would mean that it's the same book twice, one full English version of the book and one full German version of the book in the same book. So you're really getting your money's worth. Someone like, you know, I have some fans who They can watch my comedy. They can listen to me talk. But I'm still approached by them in German. It's more comfortable for them. And this fan base, I'm very aware, would probably have some difficulty reading an entire book in English. And obviously, I was never going to do a book only in German. I was approached by a publishing company last year or early this year that said they would love to do a book, but it would have to only be in German. And I said no. I think this is a great compromise where this would mean, yeah, like the audience member that is more comfortable only in German could read the book and enjoy it and get the sense of like my story and everything. But also, everyone else who likes my comedy and understands English perfectly fine, either Americans living here or people from wherever. Like I've said many times, I'm so grateful that my audience is extremely international. Like, I've met couples, like one person's from Egypt, one person's from Portugal, another couple where someone's from like Zimbabwe and someone's from the UK. Like, it's very, very, very mixed. And everyone approaches in great English. So, and obviously they can, you know, listen and understand and laugh at all the stuff that I'm creating. So they could also enjoy the book in its entirety as well. And I love that concept. So it's going to be like, you know, a thick book, not like Lord of the Rings or something, like a few hundred pages total. Estimating the fact that written German is about 20% longer than English, like written. So I have to, you know, try and figure out the perfect balance. But, you know, we've already mapped out like all the chapters, the journey. It'll kind of take a similar structure to my very first stand-up comedy special from, well, not special, but the first stand-up, you know, show that I did 12 months ago, back, you know, in January, like, well, 11 months ago, back in January, that was a bit more personal about my growing up in Mississippi, like, and then, you know, having my bands and stuff in New Orleans, moving to Germany, all that stuff. So it's going to be a very personal thing. It's all funny. It's all true. And that writing process has already started. We're in the final talks with the contract now with the publishing company, but it was basically like it's rolling. And then what's really cool is that book is scheduled to, if everything works out, it's scheduled to come out like next September-ish. The point being that I can have it in hand, ready to sell and ready to go by October, because next October is when I go on tour. And the new tour is more cities. It's three different countries. Is larger seated venues. And I can like have the books there. And people can buy them personally from me. I can sign their books. I love that idea. You know, I hope the hot sauce is sold out by that tour. But if it's not, I'll bring hot sauce with me too. Maybe I can order more bottles. We'll have the socks and everything. So, did I expect that this entire episode was going to be basically me plugging all the things that I'm trying to like build up? No, I didn't plan that. There's no, I mean, you've heard me go and like you can clearly hear when I have gaps in my thought process, but it was not written down that that was going to be today's episode. But the thing is, from last week's episode with this great double interview, like double digest episode to this week, there really hasn't been too many other things going on. Like, I'm basically sitting down and either writing on the book or talking to the agent about the contract, or personal life, catching up, trying to clean up the house, trying to, you know, make sure I'm showering every day, just taking care of the usual like mundane things. So sometimes weeks aren't as full as other weeks, but I did think that maybe it's a good chance to like really explain how much work and effort and time I'm trying to put into these things and how much I hope you guys like them. man, I'm getting really stuffy. Well, there was Thanksgiving. I have to say, that's very dumb that I just realized that I didn't talk about that when that was the thing going on. Great memory, Jordan. Nice. There was Thanksgiving, which was beautiful. A really, really, really wonderful, large Thanksgiving. I hope everyone who celebrates that had a wonderful Thanksgiving as well. However they want to or could, celebrate it, if that's what they want to do. I really hope it was great. we had like this enormous Friendsgiving. It was a lot of people, but there was not a soul out of place. It was so warm and sweet and loving, and everyone drank a lot of wine, and we had like traditional Glühwein, like this German, like the hot mulled wine outside, and people could smoke out there if they wanted to. And we had big turkey and mac and cheese and mashed potatoes and green beans, and other people brought their own sides as well. And of course, I busted out the hot sauce, and yes, they emptied the bottle in like 2 hours. Of course they did. It goes great with mac and cheese. And also the truffle mashed potatoes. And also the cornbread. Anyway, and the turkey. It was like, you know, because people, you know, couples, and everyone's in their 30s and 40s, so everyone's bringing their kids and stuff. And it was a huge thing with like, I don't know, 10 kids under 5, and then a couple of babies, and then there was like 20-something adults, it was like 24 adults or something like that, and just a big, enormous thing with that. We put like every single table in the entire village into this one room, squeezed every, borrowed beer benches and chairs, and we had to borrow silverware, we had to borrow glasses from people. It was just crazy, but so wonderful. And the photos are really sweet, and had good old friends there, and a lot of new people that we, you know, just deeply enjoy spending time with. And it just, you know, makes the heart grow fonder. No. Makes the heart, it just makes the heart grow like the Grinch at the end of the movie, except no one was in a bad mood. That was really special. Yeah. So I guess that's why also this week's episode was more about like looking at the future, because this last week was like hosting a ton of people, preparing for all of that, and then just doing the writing and stuff in between. So it feels like the week just blinked, like just, and it's just gone. It's just over. And like, you know, the house is already like back to normal. Feels like it never happened. It's so crazy how time moves like that, when it was the most like planned and strategic and like crazy thing. Our friends got us this amazing outdoor grill as like a joined birthday sort of nice group gift thing. It's so sweet. Everyone was making jokes that it was like a selfish gift on their end, because they're like, oh, here's a grill for you to cook for us on. Hey, I'm happy to do it. I should really like look up some YouTube courses on like grilling steaks. I'd love to grill a steak or some ribs. You know what I haven't had in a long time? Ribs. Just some good old like falling off the bone, juicy ass Memphis style barbecue ribs. Oh my God. My mouth is watering. I have not had a lot of food today, and it's about to be my lunchtime, so that's why I am probably drooling over the talk about the hot sauce too much. Anyway, I'll wrap it up there, guys. I know it's not the most exciting episode this week, but if you're still here, I love you and I'm grateful for you. Last but not least, of course, I'm going to mention it again in the show notes, in the description of this show, is the hot sauce link, the link to watch my stand-up special on YouTube, any other things that you might want. And I have to say it, listen, wherever you listen to this podcast, if it's on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, really, like truly, if you give a rating, if you rate the show, maybe leave a little comment, it really helps push these small podcasts up in the algorithm and help new people find it. If you have a friend who likes comedy, a friend who might live abroad somewhere, you think they might click with this show, or they might like the personal stories, however it might work for you, whatever you're getting out of this, like legitimately, just giving it a rating, maybe leaving a little comment, it's free to do, and it really helps the show out with gaining new listeners. So I had to put that out there. Guys, I love you. Thank you for all your support. I hope you have a fantastic week, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye. Baby, the Saints are